With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance held a post-convention rally in Grand Rapids yesterday, riding a wave of momentum after leaving the GOP convention. Trump and Vance held their first campaign rally after accepting the Republican nominations as president and vice president. J.D. Vance listed a number of things that have played a role in the erosion of the working middle class in America.
NAFTA. Giving China the sweetheart trade deal and letting them into the World Trade Organization. The Iraq War in 2003. On every single one of those issues, Joe Biden was wrong and President Donald J. Trump was right.
Donald Trump's campaign released an update on the former president's health yesterday. The memo from Texas Representative Ronnie Jackson, who served as Trump's White House physician, offers new details on the nature of the GOP nominee's injuries and the treatment he received in the immediate aftermath of the assassination attempt. According to Jackson, Trump sustained a gunshot wound to the right ear that came less than a quarter of an inch from entering his head and struck the top of his right ear. He also received a CT scan at the hospital. Also at SRNNews.com, prosecutors are expecting to give new details next week about Boeing's plea deal in a case stemming from two deadly crashes of 737 MAX jetliners.
The Justice Department hopes to file the agreement with a federal district court in Texas. Earlier this month, Boeing agreed in principle to plead guilty to a single count of fraud. A key detail of the plea agreement will involve appointment of an independent monitor to oversee safety compliance at Boeing.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The Israeli army says it has struck several Houthi targets in western Yemen following a fatal drone attack by the rebel group in Tel Aviv the previous day. Yesterday's strikes appeared to be the first by Israel on Yemeni soil since the Israeli-Hamas war began in October. This is SRN News. Most Americans want abortion pills, SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to a poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, 68% of respondents believe that doctors should be able to send abortion drugs to women through the mail. Democrats and independents are most likely to support through-the-mail abortion. But even amongst Republicans, 54% are in favor. All major religious groups also approve of abortion pills in the mail, with the exception of white evangelicals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana has agreed to delay implementing a requirement that the Ten Commandments be placed in all of the state's public school classrooms, at least until November. The agreement was approved in federal court Friday. The law's opponents argue in a lawsuit that it violates constitutional language forbidding government establishment of religion and guaranteeing religious liberty. Backers of the law argue that the Ten Commandments belong in classrooms are part of the historical foundation of U.S. law. This is SRN News. Democrats in the state legislative majority reject the New Mexico governor's crime plan.
Democrats shun Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's proposals to enhance criminal penalties, restrict panhandling, and expand involuntary detention and treatment for mental health problems. The legislature instead passed a bill to expand pilot programs for voluntary treatment of people with severe mental illness and addiction problems, and a $100 million emergency aid package for wildfire recovery. Republicans found common cause with the second-term Democratic governor in her push for criminal justice reforms ahead of the November elections. John Scott reporting.
The gunman in the attempted assassination of former President Trump is believed to have flown a drone around the Pennsylvania rally site ahead of time in an apparent attempt to scope out the site before the event. According to law enforcement officials, the drone had been recovered by the FBI. You'll find more details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.